Oil prices have been particularly fluctuating after the death of the Saudi king on Friday. World leaders have been converging on Riyadh to pay tribute to the deceased monarch. But what legacy has he actually left behind? Well, when it comes to human rights, the late Saudi king has repeatedly come under fire. Beheadings, floggings are fanning the fury of the media and activists, though without any effect. Saudi Arabia's reputation is also stained with countless accusations of women's rights oppression. However, some praised the former leader for improving the record by a notch. The kingdom, though, is also shelled with criticism over the lack of freedom of expression and migrants' rights abuses as well. Well, the late Saudi king has made plenty of friends in the highest echelons of power over his almost decade-long rule. Yeah, that is Prince of Wales right there, back in February last year, performing a traditional sword dance side by side with the members of the Saudi royal dynasty. And just lately, top Western figures praised the deceased king for his achievements. The UK's David Cameron praising him over efforts to quell sectarian tensions. Former UK PM Tony Blair calling the monarch a moderniser of conservative Saudi Arabia. And the head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, defied criticism, saying the former king was a strong supporter of women's rights. Mohamed Morandi from the University of Tehran says the new king has a lot to overcome.